In news from KNKX, students and parents across the state are trying to adjust to the reality that in-person school is canceled for the rest of the academic year. And as KNKX Youth and Education reporter Ashley Gross explains, the news has been met with some sadness.
It sounds like such a dream come true for kids. School canceled. But Nada Mohammed, a sixth grader at Madison Middle School in West Seattle, says actually it's not that great.
It's been pretty boring. Like, there's not much to do around. Like, everyone's stuck in their homes and it's just really boring.
The only socializing he gets is playing Minecraft or Fortnite with his friends. For exercise, he sometimes uses his dad's treadmill. And for schoolwork, Mohammed has to share his older sister's computer. All that to say, he'd rather be back to his old pre-coronavirus life.
I kind of want school because school's the only thing that can actually keep me company. So, and I'm going to miss all my friends and stuff.
It's a lot for parents to manage, too. Not just the home teaching, but also helping children cope with missing milestones they had looked forward to. Aaron Okuno has a son in fifth grade who was excited for his upcoming class trip. They had to have a hard conversation about it recently, before the news that schools would not reconvene in person this academic year.
I had to tell him, like, hey, buddy, there's a really real chance that you're not going to be able to go to fifth grade camp if we have to stay at home for much longer. And he got really sad about that and was like, got kind of quiet and had to think about, like, wow, am I going to miss this? I also might miss art night and showing off the graffiti wall that he's been working on.
Okuno says she's trying to come up with other fun things he could do with friends in this age of social distancing. Ashley Gross, KNKX News.